Governor Cuomo has called the legislative district maps designed by the Assembly and Senate hyperpartisan and has said he'll veto them if they're not amended. The governor says he still hasn't changed that stance.
My position has been the same vis-a-vis the legislature for many, many months.
Among Cuomo's complaints are the plans for the new Senate districts. Republicans, who are in charge of that House by a narrow margin, would pit six incumbent minority party Democrats against one another in three districts. They also want to create a new 63rd district designed to be favorable to the GOP. A coalition of good government groups and former elected officials are urging Governor Cuomo to use his veto threat as leverage to achieve lasting reform of the process, they say, for once and for all. Citizens Union's Dick Dady says Cuomo should negotiate for less egregiously gerrymandered lines and then try to win agreement on a constitutional amendment to enact a more independent process, beginning in the next round of redistricting, 10 years from now in 2022.
We want to have the governor use his power and his authority of a veto to bring about the structural reform. What we have seen in Albany over these last couple months is a complete circus. We need to end the sideshows that are going on and bring about long-term structural reform in the manner of a constitutional amendment.
Dady says Cuomo should also press for a new state law that binds legislators to drawing nonpartisan lines next time, even if the constitutional amendment, which requires several steps for passage, were to eventually fail. Dady admits it's not the ideal solution and would likely be a political settlement, but he says with time running out, it's the last best hope. Dady was joined by a panel of academic experts on redistricting reform, as well as former State Attorney General Robert Abrams. Abrams, back in 1965, won a seat in the state assembly. He was an insurgent candidate against the then Bronx establishment. He says those in power tried to redistrict him out of his seat by creating a new, presumably hostile, district.
It had a head. It had a body. It had a tail. And I instantly called it an extended regularis Buckleysaurus. Charlie Buckley was the boss of the Bronx, and I was running against the machine.
Abrams, who eventually won a new term anyway, says what's shocking is that since then, so little has changed.
That was 45 years ago, and the same kinds of districts are being drawn today. The weirdest shapes imaginable. Donuts with holes in them, creatures with all kinds of forms and shapes. And it's done for partisan political reasons.
Abrams says a veto alone or just letting the court settle the redistricting issue is not enough. He says Cuomo should seize the moment and achieve what he calls a pragmatic solution. Sue Lerner with the reform group Common Cause disagrees. She urges Cuomo not to trade away his veto threat.
We do not see them as interchangeable. We don't see one as a bargaining chip for the other. We think that Governor Cuomo, who is very strong and has been very articulate on this issue, is in a good position to try and achieve both of those goals this year.
Lerner says the governor still has a little bit of time. While a federal judge has set the congressional primaries for June 26th, the primary for state races remains September 11th. She says the governor still could achieve both better lines in 2012 and reform of the process for the future. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.